Binney also expressed concern over the lack of oversight by the Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISA. The FISA court has only the government's point of view, he noted. There are no other views for the judges to consider. There have been at least 15 to 20 trillion constitutional violations for U.S. domestic audiences, and you can double that globally. And the violations have expanded from collection of technological records into other facets of life. In early 2014, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, was poised to activate a national license plate tracking system shared with local law enforcement that would allow DHS officers to take smartphone photos of any license. These images could then be uploaded to a national database that would include a hot list of target vehicles. Similar surveillance systems in Britain and Australia have drawn criticism from civil libertarians. David Jancic, writing in Australia's Courier Mail, comments, "The increasing use of number plate recognition technology by police opens a Pandora's box for abuse of power, mistakes, and illegal disclosure. In a society that values civil liberties, this is absolutely unacceptable." Many citizens are seriously concerned about the possibility of unauthorized abuse of such a system. "Do not kid yourself," warned James Smith with the Prepper Podcast Radio Network. "This is tracking of an individual that can be accessed at a whim. Yearly, officers are terminated for accessing the LEDS-NCIC database for looking into the histories of ex-lovers, future spouses, and potential son-daughter-in-laws. And with a license plate tracking toy, not a tool, they will know where you are as long as you have driven into the crosshairs of this new weapon for tyranny." And the surveillance state has expanded into areas that once were confined to the realm of science fiction. In September 2014, the FBI announced that its next-generation identification, NGI, facial recognition system was fully operational, ahead of schedule, despite claims the system identifies the wrong individual about 20% of the time. Minnesota Democratic Senator Al Franken warned that the NGI system could be abused to not only identify protesters at political events and rallies, but to target them for selective jailing and prosecution. A spokesman for the FBI said the NGI system, used by law enforcement agencies across the nation, was not expected to provide accurate information on a suspect, but merely return a list of possible candidates as investigative leads. In response to a Freedom of Information Act request by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the FBI provided documents revealing that its NGI system may include images of as many as 52 million Americans' faces. By the end of 2015, the FBI's entire biometric database may contain fingerprint or facial information on more than a third of the U.S. population.